through the Spirit of the Lord. Begin to say these things. That you're the one that creates the atmosphere. I am the atmosphere. But you are the one who creates it through your obedience. For I said in my word that if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. The very best that heaven has to offer earth is presence, atmosphere, that which changes. Do you not know or understand that I wait for you, that worship I receive with gladness, but the greater benefit is on your part. As I give myself to you, and as you worship me willingly and obediently, I am able to change. I am asking for the level of this house to come up to a new level, saith the Spirit of grace. For I desire to create a habitation. For many habitations of my spirit have dwelt in this house from the beginning and still. But I desire the habitation to change, as I said, from glory to glory, so that those who come in will be amazed, not at you, but at me, saith the Spirit of grace, that their lives will be changed. I am looking and offering myself to bodies of believers who will humble themselves, who will seek me early and seek me late, and divide their life to me. I promise you, as I have promised you in my word, and I cannot lie, that I will come and inhabit the praises of my people. Do you not understand? I remind you that atmosphere is in the habitation of your praises. As those who come in, having no word spoken to them, having no sermon preached to them, their lives will be changed in my presence. There will be people who were contemplating suicide and will very well carry it out in the days ahead, except atmosphere changes their life. They will not hear the sermon. They will not even hear counsel. But what they will hear is what they cannot express with words. They will hear and feel my love, my acceptance. They will see and understand for the first time the power of a risen Savior in a church who is moving forward. Satan has come to put your light out. Those who ignore vicious attacks and blind themselves only with well-meaning sayings that do not come from a reality of understanding that a vicious attack is against the church at large and every church in this hour. For I come soon. And much will happen to the earth before I come. I am shaking my church to make it a glorious church. Stand by day and stand by night. Do not let your candle go out. This is not a time to be distracted. This is a time to push forward. This is not a time to lay down your prayer closet. This is a time to increase, saith the Spirit of grace. Much work is to be done, but I will empower you. I will grace you. I will cause you to hear and see my instruction, and I will cause you also to understand that I give you the grace so that it is not you that does it, but it is the strength of my spirit that empowers you, says the Spirit of God. Judge yourselves. I call you to judgment. I call you to chasten yourself before me and awaken unto righteousness. These are the days. Do not make excuses for your flesh, but offer your flesh to me as a living sacrifice, and I will change you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. The church, wherever they're at, whether it is here in Immokalee, whether it is in this nation, the state, the nation, any continent, any group, I do not call them groups, for man's understanding, camps, groups. As far as a father, there are no groups and there are no camps. They are all my children. I only see family. But the family that is hearing me, the family that is awake, the family that will rightfully receive and represent my body in the earth to cause my bridegroom to come back and judge the nations, that family is hearing the continual asking of prayer to be the guidance of their life. I am sending out. I must get across and get to my body and grow them up. It must be a short work, for time is short. I must judge the nations. I must have a standard in the earth whereby I can judge the nations. That standard does not fully exist. My bride is not ready as of yet. But the bride that hears me is asking, they are hearing me ask them to divide their life to prayer and prayer and prayer and prayer. I desire that my house be a house of prayer. I desire, you will see in the days ahead, when this house is fully equipped, that prayer goes up to God 24/7, every day, every night. People, men and women, adorning themselves, getting ready to receive, getting ready to be the intercessors for the birthing. Satan will continually, and I remind you, though you know these things, will continually fight you over your prayer life. I cannot birth this thing without prayer. I say to you again, as a father, listen to me. I cannot birth this thing without prayer from you. I must have your authority in the earth to do what I desire to do. You call it a revival, and I've placed these words within you. But I call it an end-time move of my spirit whereby I am able to come back and bring forth the kingdom of my Son and judge all nations righteously in my spirit. Before that time, many more sons and daughters will be brought into my kingdom. And yes, I joy with you. I dance before my Father in believing that you will receive for me this great harvest, where the blind will see and all the notable miracles. And I rejoice in these miracles, for I gave my life's blood but truly, truly, for you to understand the revelation of the salvation of man and the image by which I desire man to grow into his image, is the greatest of all miracles. None of these supersede the birth of my son in a man or woman's heart. I desire this great harvest. I desire it. You must pray it in. I chasten you with love. Hear my words. Listen to my spirit. What excuses have you made for not spending the time? Will you hear this voice one more time in 6 months from now and again answer, how did I let my time slide? I tell you from a father's point of view, you can do this. The flesh tells you that you cannot do it because of your schedule. But I ask you to spend enough time for me to show you how that I can rearrange your time. And many times I speak to you, and yet you go on and you do not heed by walking in the obedience of the thing that I showed you. Do not answer your conscience 6 months from now, saying, I heard it then. How is it that I have not obeyed to this point? How is it that this is only a repeat of what I've heard so many times? No man is to judge you in this. No preacher, no minister, no pastor is to offer you the plan for your life. I am your personal tutor. I am your personal counselor, because I know what they do not know. I know the trials that Satan has brought to you personally. Your trial is a personal trial. Your challenges of your life do not fit the challenges of other people. But I tell you, just as I individually dwell in each of you, and just as I individually can speak to your minds in thoughts, in dreams, in visions, in examples, I tell you that if you will offer your heart and say yes, yes, Lord, what you need from me is the division of my life in prayer. Do not be afraid, little ones. I will not ask of you what you cannot give. I will not ask of you what labors your life or toils your life or condemns your life, but I will ask of you what you can do. I will increase you in grace, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.